Welcome to Happy Hour, Happy whatever the hell, Monday, everybody.
It's a Monday.
He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Campbell at your local alternative solid state radio. And quite frankly, too nice to be doing the show today.
Yeah. Field trip. You know, I got to thinking about 364 days ago. You know, we were this time last year.
Yeah.
It was different kind of weather. We were in Sarnia.
Oh, Sunday a year ago, wasn't it?
No.
Sunday. Oh.
Leap year. So it's a year ago today.
Oh, was it? Oh, my God.
Yep.
That was
torrential snowfall. We all went to see the Irish Rovers, and it was a snow blizzard out there, I guess, opposed to other kinds of blizzards, but
right. Yeah, you know, those rain blizzards that exist.
We're hitting the nightlife in Sarnia, but, you know, doing our Good Samaritan, pushing people out of ditches and snowbanks.
Oh, yeah, pushing people forward at stop signs or whatever it was.
Yeah. And then they're Canadian, so they, like, try to stop the car to tell us thank you. It's like, no, keep going.
Right.
Yeah, and then we go to a very nice bar. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me, but it was really cool. And then the power went out.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Yeah, the place just goes black in the middle of our drinking session.
Then we end up going to a really nice hotel to their bar. They're out of power, but they had the Irish Rovers.
Well, they had all the important things then.
Yeah,
all the things that we needed.
That was a good time.
It was one of my favorite little excursions we've had since we've been doing radio together, and and then some. I'm trying to figure out what bar that was, and I cannot for the life of me.
Ins and Outs, or
yeah, I think it was something like that. Because where did we end up drinking with the band? Was the Insignia, right?
Insignia, yes, great memory. Nice hotel.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I had no complaints about it. Certainly, real cool place.
Yeah.
You know, again, operating in darkness for most of the time we were there. Thankfully, the power came on at the end.
Yeah. And at our hotel, which we will never go back to that one, but they had power. They didn't know what they were doing. They tried to charge Drew for a bunch of things that didn't happen. And
ah, got you.
So, yeah, it's you'll have to talk to him about it tomorrow. It is something else.
Yeah, this is not quite that. We were in the middle of, you know, the latest installment of Death Storm 2023.
Yeah.
And then now today it's 70 degrees.
Pure now, Michigan.
You got to love it, don't you?
Well, I can't wait for the weather report because I'm sure it's going to be like, you know, 40 tomorrow, 30 on Wednesday, ice storms on Thursday, and then a chance of 80 degrees on Friday.
Well, we'll tell you next on Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Fall Out Boy at your local alternative Solid State Radio. And as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. I feel like I can't give us the hockey town music today because it's not been a great weekend for the Wings in a multitude of ways.
No. They are 0-2 once they put that trash company patch on their jersey. I'm telling you, a lot of people say, oh, that shouldn't matter.
And they lost their captain, too.
Yeah, yeah. Dylan Larkin's out 2 weeks. You lost 4-0 to the Florida Panthers. And the Florida Panthers, you got to give it up to them. A talented team, and they can get under your skin, and they get physical. I mean, a lot of people want that old-time hockey. Well, you've got it in the Florida Panthers. They are what the Philadelphia Flyers have been trying to be. Physical, get under your skin, but yet can still put the puck in the net.
And they do all those things exceedingly well, unfortunately,
I mean,
for us.
Matthew Tkachuk is the Joe Dumars of the hockey world right now. Everybody hates him. They don't want him around. They think you run him out of the league, but everybody would want him on their team.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
So, I mean, what I don't understand is they traded for Klim Kostin. They didn't just sign him as a free agent. They traded for him. They wanted that cat. They traded, and they also, what was it, Yamamoto or?
Yeah, Kyler Yamamoto.
We thought it was after him. No. Steve Yzerman put him on waivers, got rid of him, toot sweet. J- just for Clem Costin. Why? Because he can mix things up. He's not a goon, but he's an enforcer. So when you have the Florida Panthers with their kind of with what they're known for coming to town, why in the HE double hockey sticks do you have Clem Costin scratched? He gets scratched more than a lottery ticket. But this is a time when you need to bring him out.
Because he's also worse offensively than any other player on your roster right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's that, but I mean, you're going to have that that player on there that can mix it up a little bit. And I know there's those people, we've talked to them about, that just think that we should just get a Bob Probert again. Well, that's simple. We can do that. Not a problem.
Well, let's just waltz on down to the Bob Probert store and get us a Bob Probert.
The new 2025 models are already available. no, it's not that simple. Yes, you want a guy who can mix it up, but you also don't want to give up a roster spot who is going to maybe get an assist. But it's...
a season.
A season. That's it. So I get both sides of it, but I mean, you saw what happened when you don't have an enforcer, when you don't have somebody on the team that to answer the call. You lose a game, and you lose your captain, a guy who he has been clutch. Dylan Larkin has been clutch when it comes to goals. He's either going to score first and set the pace, or he's going to get that game tying or the go-ahead goal in the third period. He's a guy you want on the ice, and now he is out of commission for 2 weeks.
Which is the last thing this team needs right now.
I mean, even going back to that 96-97 Stanley Cup winning team, Bob Probert was in Chicago at that time. But at that, you still had McCarty. You had Koser. You had Shanahan. All these guys that can drop the gloves. Who really drops the gloves in Detroit right now? I mean, you don't really have anybody. You got a couple guys who will push and shove, but I don't know. I mean... Rasmussen, he's built like a brick you-know-what house, but he's not that.
He's not there for his fighting skills, though.
No, he's not. And, you know, you certainly don't want to see Larkin out there fighting.
Not that he wouldn't try.
No. I mean, Perron gets out there, but then he gets suspended because there's a difference between fighting and trying to take somebody's head off with a hockey stick.
And I don't think he's figured out that difference yet, unfortunately.
No, somebody translated that to French to him real quick.
Greatly appreciated. But that's kind of where you find yourself right now. Like, you're out Larkin for the next 2 weeks. And that's a big loss for this team. To state the obvious here.
No, it is. I don't know what games that entails, but does that kind of change Yzerman's plan for the trade deadline? Because I was thinking that he was going to stand pat, but... there's some other GMs that are saying, no, he's going to do something. Everybody's like, watch this. He's going to do something. He's going to do it big.
So in this next stretch, you've got to take on the Avalanche, the Coyotes, the Golden Knights, and the Sabres.
So, yeah, there's two losses right there. And if you got the Sabres getting under your skin, that could be three losses. If you lose Arizona, shut it down.
Just shut down the whole season. The whole team.
Yep.
Sell it. Move it.
Sell it. Move the team. We're now the Atlanta Red Wings.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? And I can fail a third time. We'll get to that in the next segment,
then
though.
It's the Green Bay Red Wings. We'll try that. Let's try that for a while.
And I can't
say
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paris Red Wings. Yes. Branch off.
Well, you know it's only a matter of time before he tries to expand overseas anyway.
Oh, sure.
I mean...
isn't that every commissioner's dream, their wet dream, to have...
teams in Europe?
Yes. I mean, Goodell, this guy, Roger Goodell, is like... London's like, oh, it's this guy again.
Well, yeah, he's been trying to make that a thing for a while.
Yep.
We know that. He'd move the Jacksonville Jaguars to London tomorrow if you could get away with it.
Oh, absolutely. Adam Silver wants NBA team in China like as soon as possible.
Yeah. Which is stupid in its own way. But, you know, we'll get to that, you know, later on. But, yeah, as we move towards the deadline and our, let's be honest, Friday's going to be the big old happy hour trade center special.
Oh, that's... yeah.
Yeah, we get to be on live during the trade deadline. That's going to be good.
Right after the trade deadline. It's not even like, oh, breaking. No, I guess I take that back. There's always some breaking news.
After like, 3 o'clock.
As it trickles along, but yeah.
I might just kick Schwabo out of studio early and just say, no, I'm go. We're doing it live.
Schwabo, you go on get. Can I hang out with you? No.
No.
No. Can I look through the
window? No.
No. No, you get go on. You'll notice that this one-day personal protection order is in effect. He's looking at, well, looks like everything's in order here. I'll see you later.
Yeah, sorry, bud. We maybe ended the show a little bit early on Friday, and I may be in here. Like, even if I don't have Adam here, I'm probably going to be in here myself watching the trades roll in and screaming at the computer and screaming probably into a microphone. It'll be fun for the whole family.
Yep.
Probably not, but he'll be fun for me, and that's what's most important here. Here's 7 Mary 3. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Nine Inch Nails, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. So we kind of have to talk about this. A report of sorts that came out over the weekend. Now, Grant's from David Pagnotta, and I don't know how much stock anyone puts into the stuff he puts out there. Uh-huh. Like, he's fairly connected-ish, but also has been known to be wrong about things. But he's reporting over the weekend that when these things are approved, when all is said and done here, and it looks like it could happen as soon as the 26-27 season, you're getting two more NHL teams.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were serious.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And I'll give you two guesses as to which cities are going to get them.
Well, Atlanta.
Yep.
And if they were smart, they're going to Houston.
They're not smart.
Really? Okay. You've got Atlanta and where?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot of sports money to be had there. You only got one professional team, the Utah Jazz. And I haven't seen what they've been doing the last 5 years. So, I mean, you might have an argument there.
Yeah, you indeed might. But, yeah, that got reported over the weekend from the fourth period's David Pagnotta that those are going to be the two teams. And if it happens, it's going to be in the 26-27 season.
Well, damn it. I still have 8 jerseys to buy to collect to get all the current teams. And now I'm going to have to. I guess by that time I could get them all.
You could.
Get the other 8.
Will you? Probably not.
Probably not. I haven't gotten a new team jersey since Seattle. And that, remember that debacle?
Is that the one that came to you as a poncho?
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't go cheap, folks. Go to an official place to get your jerseys. Don't do what I did. I bought one for a friend. Didn't even show up.
Lovely. Well, see, that's why I told you about buying things for that guy. he probably got it. He just didn't tell you.
No, it was supposed to come to my house.
According to Pagnotta, the cities of Atlanta and Salt Lake City are poised to be the next locations for NHL teams. Move anticipated to significantly alter the landscape of professional ice hockey in North America. Pagnotta's insights suggest a shift in the NHL's stance on the topic of expansion, with official announcements expected to come early next season. The delay, particularly in Atlanta's case, is attributed to the ongoing construction of a suitable arena, a critical factor in the finalization and announcement of these expansion bids.
That's holding them up. Oh, yes, of course. We have to have a state-of-the-art. This is a state-of-the-art arena where for the best hockey experience. And what we've learned from the last 2 times we've had Atlanta teams in here, there's actually going to be inflatable people that will pop out of the seats to make it look full.
You know, that's probably entirely accurate.
I mean, it didn't work in the 80s. It didn't work in the 2000s.
Never going to work.
It's never going to work. I mean, he wants that TV market, and I don't blame him. I mean, the Atlanta TV market is pretty huge. But, I mean, there's too much competition for that sports dollar. And, I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it. I remember when the Thrashers came in, everybody was so excited. Everybody was like, oh, we love hockey. We can't wait for there to be hockey. And they even the Zamboni got a standing ovation that first game. And then at the end of the third period, they had to tell everybody to go home. The game's over. They were waiting for a fourth period. They don't get hockey out there.
That's fair, but also they don't know how to count. Like you, or possibly, or arguably, you know, NHL doesn't know how to count, whichever.
I mean, if there's a feverish place for sports, it's the state of Texas. They would support a competitive badminton team if you put the one in there.
You have a suitable arena already. You have an entirely suitable owner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what, quite frankly, is the holdup here. Why it is that Atlanta gets a third chance at this before Houston gets one?
Yeah, Houston has been clamoring for a team. There's a Facebook page devoted to NHL to Houston, and people are just clamoring. They've got a name. They want to call the Houston Arrows again. They've got the color scheme. These guys want a team so bad, but they're like, oh, the next team's going to be in Vegas. Oh, the next team's going to be in Seattle. It's like, what does Houston got to do? Do they got to prove to you that they can support a football team? Well, they've done that. I mean, the Texans were absolute hot garbage, and yet I don't know how they're doing in attendance, but I got to assume it's pretty good. They support the Rockets real well, the Astros. I mean, come on. What else do you need?
And I think it's a bigger media market than Atlanta anyway.
It is.
But so this is picked not as it's been a bit quiet on the expansion chatter lately because of the deadline, but it's sounding like there's continued progress towards Atlanta 3.0. And word of a proposed arena district seems to have a September-October timeline. Utah 33, Atlanta 34.
33, like
33rd team,
34th team. Okay. Wow. Yeah, and then, I mean, we just started talking about Salt Lake City like 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. I was like, they just coughed and it sounded like hockey. And Bettman's like, done. You got it.
Amazing, yeah, how quick that became a thing.
I mean, how pathetic. I mean, I guess I wish them all the best.
I wish them the best?
I'm more curious about what's going to happen in Utah than in Atlanta, I'll tell you that much. But, I mean, Houston, they want a team. Quebec City, excusez-moi, they've been wanting a hockey team, clamoring so much that they send people in Nordiques jerseys to other barns just to show the NHL, we have fans, we're still here.
The question is, do they have enough of a corporate base to support? Because that's, you know, that's always what it is in these things. Like, it's not always necessarily about official, like, ticket sales, but it's like the corporate partners and the suites and the things of that nature. Like, are they selling that stuff out? That's where the Bettmans of the world are looking really seriously at that stuff.
That's when somebody needs to put a mole, right, with Elon Musk and, man, you would really cheese off Gary Bettman if you were to finance a hockey team in Quebec, because he doesn't want a hockey team here. And, you know, Elon Musk, the way he is, he's like, yeah, all right, let's do it. He'd do it just for fun.
He'll cough up an expansion fee of $4.20 billion and 69 cents.
It's now the Quebec Musketeers, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Hey, you got a hockey team. Good for you. Lucky you got that.
But yet Omaha's like, we said hockey too. You didn't even spell it right.
Also, I can't believe that. I've still seen a couple of those morons in the comment threads and a lot of these posts. Like, why can't Omaha get a team? Because Omaha has a total of 5 people who live there.
Yeah.
Now, granted, one of those may be Warren Buffett, but still, right. He's gonna kick the bucket any day now. Like, how you can't really count on that as being anything. And the Omaha media market, no, isn't anything anybody cares about. Like, there's a good cluster of several states in the middle of this country that have like a combined 100 people who live in them that are never going to get a professional sports franchise because you're not relevant enough when it comes to advertising buys for anyone to give a damn about you.
Right.
And Nebraska is solidly one of those. Iowa's another.
Yep.
Yeah. Either
you,
of the
you
Dakotas.
Support college football very well. Let's just leave it at that.
Do they, though?
Nebraska Cornhuskers? Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. But Yeah, but they're still the redhead stepchild of the Big Ten, and they know it.
Yeah, I know.
Them and Rutgers both. Like, no, we exist too. Oh, that's adorable.
Now, yes, you do, now, buddy. Now, yes, you do.
Now, you go off and play with Rutgers and let the adults talk.
Come on, Rutgers. I'll show you my marbles.
Here's the Lumineers at Solid State Radio. All right, I guess apparently it's time to do what Adam and I do best, and that is make fun of people who aren't from America. I mean, not what we do best. I think I give advice better than I do this, but yeah. Adam enjoys it anyway, so we'll do it.
We do this every once in a while where people from other countries ask us Americans if things they see or see on TV and movies, are they actually real? And
we're talking, they are.
We're talking about the American school system because, you know, things are quite different abroad.
I would imagine so, yes.
Including the education. But hey, you know, it's far be it from me to judge.
Right, you barely know how to read.
Hey, I resemble that remark. So,
I know.
Somebody chimes in, why do American schools do dances? Like, generally, what is all that all about? I couldn't think of anything worse.
Well, yes, like, yes, they do, and I'm with you on this one, bud.
Well, when you're 13, 14 years old, that's a nice little date night. You know, you can't go clubbing.
I mean, you could.
They don't. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in France, 13, 14 years old, yeah, come on to the club. No problem. We can get you in.
Wouldn't surprise me, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to drink wine and everything else when you're 13, 14 years old, so why not? So, you know, it's a nice little celebration, like home. And I used to do, like, the homecomings and proms, and I didn't do every dance because I was like, I'm not about that life. But
right, yeah, you would be the guy that went to all that stuff. I'll be honest with you. Never went to a single dance in high school. Not a one.
Shocker.
I know. Simply, I didn't go to my own prom, man.
Shocker. Yeah, you just didn't have school spirit.
No, I hated my school. Or was it best ambivalent towards my school?
Do American
people, honestly, people who have school spirit kind of weird me out, who care that much about the high school you went to. It's like, those are the people that you can tell are going to be the people that, you know, 30 years from now have done nothing else of note after they graduate from high school. They're the kid who threw 4 touchdowns in the high school football game when they went to Polk High or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
the people who peaked in high school.
Those are the worst, aren't they?
Now, those people, the people who, while they're in high school, they have a lot of school spirit. You know, those people used to bug me when I was in high school, but I get it.
They still do to me, honestly.
I could still get behind it, but...
Nah.
Once you're done with high school, and, you know, you got the people who just, you know, the quarterback who peaked in high school, he's still wearing a letter jacket, you know, 10 years after they graduate, and, you know.
Like, ditch the letter jacket the second you get out of school, dude. Yeah. No one cares.
Pack it away, bring it out every once in a while when you're feeling depressed.
Remind yourself that you once were somebody.
I was somebody. I should have went to the draft, but instead I got Betty Sue pregnant. And then I'm dealt with this bastard. Dad, are you looking at your letterman jacket? Daddy's busy.
I actually have a letter and did not get a jacket.
Really?
Like, I got a letter, I think, for marching band or something, and I just never, like, actually went and bought a jacket because, like, I'm never going to be able to wear this after high school because that will officially make me guy who peaked in high school guy. Yeah. No one wants to be that guy.
Nobody wants to be. My parents, my mom was excited when I was going to high school. She didn't have a great life.
She didn't think you'd get out of elementary school. Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm surprised you did.
He graduated. He actually graduated. No, she got me a Lapeer East jacket, and I was surprised. I played chess, and I ended up getting a JV letter for chess, and she stitched down there. I'm like, all right. But, I mean, she got it to me when I was a freshman, and it was, oh, it's a little baggy by the time I was a senior. I was like, I'm busted. There's no way I'd been able to wear that thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's my other problem is I would have busted through that thing by my freshman year of college. But
right. So we're talking about foreigners.
Damn foreigners.
Wanting to know if things that they saw on TV and movies about schools is actually real. One person is asking, do American schools actually have most students sit in the cafeteria during lunch? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't used to be that way. You talk to somebody, a baby boomer, is like, oh, yeah, we used to be able to leave during lunch and come back and blah, blah, blah. Now it's just like...
They don't let you leave for nothing.
No. It's a closed campus because they're afraid we're not going to come back.
Well, if you're afraid that we're not going to come back, maybe that says more about you than it does about Oz.
I mean, the American school system, if I could get on my soapbox for just a moment, it is very formulated and very, you're treated like it is a form of prison. And it sucks that it has to be that way. Especially, I mean, if you drove there, if they're permitting you to drive to school, you should be able to drive and go get something to eat. As long as you're back in time, called good. But there was like, oh, we're afraid somebody's going to be smoking the marijuana out there.
Well, yeah, they probably were. So what?
Yeah, right.
Let them be.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we had to sit there in lunch. And, I mean, there was a couple times like in computer lab, we could sit on the computer and like play games and all that during lunch. But, yeah, that was pretty much it. Is detention actually a real thing in American schools, or Hollywood just invented it for subplots and teen comedies? No, detention is a real thing. I know, because I served a lot of detention.
I mean, we had, by the time I got into high school, it was like in-school suspension, basically.
Wow. Yeah, I never had that. That sucks.
I didn't have it personally, but like detention wasn't really a thing by the time we got to that point.
Really?
So yeah.
Yeah, detention sucked. There was a lot of times, like, if you didn't hand in homework, you got detention. That was my big infraction. But then it was a counting class, and yeah. Okay. Let me preface this by saying I didn't do it, but somebody got a hold of the teacher's edition and made copies.
Nice.
And the girl I was dating at the time, she worked at an old folks' home, and they had a desk there and with a photocopier, and she made photocopies of the entire book.
Nice.
And I had that, but I felt bad. I felt guilty. I didn't use it. So I was rocking a D in that class.
See, this is, you're such a goddamn goody two shoes.
Well, here he goes. I get pulled in the office. I said, we see that you have a copy of the teacher's edition. I was like, yeah, that's true. I said, but I didn't use it. Well, we're going to check your grades. I said, well, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm failing this class right now.
Even the teacher's like, you have the teacher and you're still failing? Like, because I didn't use it. So I went and they got real mad at me when I went and rat out who else was involved. So, you know, snitches get stitches, and Adam's no snitch.
Well, that's good at least.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. And then I'm like, how do I explain to my mother about this? And it was the same thing. I was like, Mom, okay, blah, 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 teacher's edition, blah, blah, blah. She's like, what? So you've been cheating? It's like, no, I didn't use it. Well, how do we know you didn't use it? I'm like, Mom, look at my grade. Exhibit A. I misspelled accounting. and then I'm like, oh, so then she gets a note from the school and says Adam was given detention for gross misconduct. Like, what? Did I like stand on my desk and whip it out?
That would have been pretty gross.
Yeah, because it was like we were supposed to get suspended, and I sit there, and it was a couple of people got suspended. It was me, my friend Vince, and we're all sitting there, and the assistant principal's like, all right, we're going to give you 5 days detention. I mean, what better way can we do with that? And we're just happy we're not getting suspended. I'm like, I don't know, maybe half day.
Right.
I mean, made him laugh. I was like, you know, just, you know, we'll peace out after lunch. Oh, that's right. It's a closed lunch. Closed campus. We can't leave during lunch. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, yeah, detention is a real thing. And I know because I've been there.
That's all right, Adam. Loose cannon doesn't play by the rules.
Hey, I met a lot of musicians at detention.
I mean, that kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yep. Well, since my phone is frozen for a second, we want to take a break and revisit this?
Sure. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Well, let's continue judging, shall we?
Yeah, we're talking about people from outside America asking Americans...
About American things.
About America's schools. They see the movies. They see the TV shows. They're like, is this all...
Yes, high school really is exactly like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. I mean, yeah. You got people having pizza delivered to the class and Mr. Hand losing his you-know-what. Absolutely.
Phoebe Cates walking out of a pool and, you know, taking her top off.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's amazing.
Do American schools generally have morning announcements, like their own effing news-looking stuff? Yes.
Yeah. No, yeah. That was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, now that it's on television, they have some schools have like a closed-circuit television where they have a news anchor, which, you know, somebody who wants to get into broadcasting, I don't know why you would, but this is
right. Yeah,
good opportunity.
Oddly enough, like we had that when I started in school, like with one of the students actually doing it, like one of the seniors when I was a freshman. And then by the time I got to be a junior and senior, they didn't really have that anymore.
So you came up with your own announcements, like Cartman, where you just turned into like a Beck. who's the right wing Glenn Beck kind of show? Ah. Yeah.
Yep, exactly that. Well, I mean, we did end up getting our own like little high school internet radio station out of the deal.
Cool.
Which I did end up doing a show on for a while.
Nice.
What set me down this dark path to being a professional radio broadcaster for a living.
It's like, wait a minute. This is great. I'm having a good time. And I'll tell you what, I'll be making money hand over fist with this one.
Oh, wait, you chose radio instead of TV. Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And all the respect that comes along with it. Oh, where do I sign?
Yeah, you're kidding there, man.
So do American schools really have mascots? I thought it was a big inside joke. Yes.
No.
You will have somebody who will dress up as an eagle or a panther or a falcon or whatever and show up at pep rallies. And yes, pep rallies are a real thing.
Yep.
And
I would just leave early those days.
It's usually a nerdy kid who wants to suck up to the cheerleaders that will dress up as a mascot. And it is inevitable. There's inevitabilities in the world. The inevitability is that mascot is going to get its ass kicked every football game.
And let me tell you, the trying to get the cheerleaders does not work out for the mascot
nearly
as well as he thinks it will.
No, you think it's going to be, if I do everything she says, she will like me. So, I got to put on an eagle costume? Oh, well, absolutely. Where do I sign? Oh, look, a bunch of football players want to say hello to me. Next thing you know, you wake up in a hospital.
Yeah. Adam Harahawk apparently has some personal experience.
You
were the eagle, weren't you?
No, I was not. I had nothing to do with that. Do American schools really have nurses? If I hurt myself or was sick, we just got dealt with by the receptionist. We didn't have nurses.
No, we didn't either.
So apparently peer school system's like, just put some dirt on it. You're fine. Do American schools...
Our school system didn't... Our district didn't believe in like most modern medicine, so no.
Do American schools actually have cheerleaders? And are those cheerleaders stuck up?
Yes.
We always had like cheerleaders, but there was like one or two that are, you know, just a little ratchet.
Yeah.
like she will reach down into like the outside of like the popular kids and, you know, she'll find somebody else to bang. And there was a couple of those.
Yeah, every school has one or two of them. That someone who's not on the football team might actually have a chance with.
Yeah, you know, she can't be the top of the pyramid in grade 12 because she's like 3 months pregnant. You're making everybody nervous, Becky. Get down.
Swear to God, if your water breaks right now, you would be... You're gonna get dropped real quick.
Get on all fours. You know you can do that. You're a base. You're a base of the pyramid. Get on all fours. You know exactly what's going on there. Is it true that in American schools, the students are the ones going from one class to another? Because we just stay in different teachers come to us.
Yeah, that is absolutely a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, that was a great idea. Let's have the teachers stay there and the students go by there, go running around and... that way we can get them for tardiness. That's the perfect time to settle any vendettas in school. That's usually when the fights happen.
Yeah, it's so true.
Got to have that happen.
Well, yeah, I can't. It just wouldn't be.
The teachers can't go from classroom to classroom. They got to have their own classroom so they can have their own area. These are my shamrocks on the bulletin board. I'm not exactly sharing those with another teacher. No, absolutely not.
Not a chance.
Do American schools actually have these weird-ass lockers where you put your stuff in? Like, it's not just the movies? Well, where are you? I'm sorry, where are you coming from where you know, where you put your belongings?
I'd never use mine.
You know, no?
No. All fairness, my books didn't ever leave the... I'm not one of those people that actually took home my books or had a backpack for anything. Like,
really? You're just like, Sean, don't you have homework? Deuces, out. But Sean, there's a nope. Deuces. I said deuces. I'm out.
No, I was doing it. Like, I get it all done. Whatever I didn't get done before I left class that day, I guess it's not getting done. I think my books ever left those classrooms, to be honest with you.
Last day of school, you open up, and it's like you can actually hear like the brand new bindings.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's stupid because, yeah, and especially, and this also moved over to college when you're actually paying for the books. A lot of times you don't effing use them.
No, you really don't. And a lot of those classes we didn't, so I didn't even bother taking the things out. So it'll be here at the end of the year. Screw it. I'll just leave it here.
Yep.
And then it's not like, I mean, then as now, it's not like I wore big, heavy coats and things to school ever. Like, right. Basically what's on me right now is what I was wearing then.
Yep.
Except I'd occasionally wear long pants then.
I had a nice system at my senior year. My girlfriend was on one side of the school, and my locker was on the other side, so we just kind of shared lockers so that, you know, it was easier to, you know.
Yeah, for you people to actually bring your books to class.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people who try to do well in school. It didn't work, but at least I tried.
Well, see, here's the thing. I didn't try, and it got me about to the same place as it would have if you tried. With you actually trying, so I mean,
yeah,
really, who won out here?
Well, the thing is, I also had to deal with my mother and mi madre. If I didn't show up with any books, she'd be like, "You don't have any homework? You don't have anything to do?" And then it was on. I was like, "Okay," so I had to have the facade that I was actually trying.
Well, see, I didn't do that because I was already working food service back then, and yeah. Also like they. My folks also knew that I was, you know, also kind of knew I was smart, but also knew that I was super lazy. So, like, they said, yeah, this is just what he does. I don't question it.
He's still second to last kid.
No, I was the oldest.
You're the oldest
of three.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could get away with things like that. And also got good enough grades that they didn't care.
As long as you got the grades.
I told you, my life to this point has been a long exercise in getting the most done with the least amount of effort.
Why do American schools start in August? It's still summer. This is madness. And I agree.
We didn't start till after Labor Day.
Yeah. That's when you're supposed to start. After Labor Day, like the last week in May, first week in June, you're done.
Like I was, I think, we just moved up here. It was not long thereafter when they passed a law in this state that, nope, you can't start until after Labor Day because we need that tourism money. God damn it.
Yep. Makes sense.
Like, legitimate thing. Like, that's the reason I believe that's why they stay at the time they pass the laws because, you know, our tourism industry needs this.
Yep.
Needs those last couple weeks of August, and you will let us have them.
Do American schools really have drama clubs that put on shows all the time? Yes.
Yeah, I know a couple people who were in them, yeah.
Yep.
That was a thing.
Do American students really get certificates for perfect attendance and other seemingly useless accomplishments? Yes. Yes, they do.
I'm told that's a thing. I didn't show up to get. I mean, I had pretty close to perfect attendance just because, like, well, I had nothing else to do and I didn't take off time when I was sick.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to be sick, I might as well not have to catch up on a bunch of stuff when I'm healthy again. That's stupid. Again, work smarter, not harder.
Do American schools actually have those yellow buses, or is that just made up for the movies and TV shows? Yes. How do you think we all got to school?
Trust me. They're the reason I'm late to work most days is because I get stuck behind those stupid things. Trust me. They're all too real.
I mean, I kind of wish these people would say, yeah, I'm from, you know, El Salvador or whatever. We got on a burro and took it to school. I mean, yeah, there's certain areas where, you know, one school will have like kids from like in a 20 mile radius.
Yeah.
Got to get them to school somehow.
No, absolutely. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Solid State, look, it's beautiful outside. It's sunny. It's like 70 degrees. Just get out there and enjoy. You don't need me to tell you how much the weather's going to suck tonight and that it's going to be like 20 degrees colder tomorrow. Just go out there, would you? It's 73 degrees in downtown Lapeer. Get outside and do something. Here's Bush at Solid State Radio. It is happy hour here at Solid State Radio as we get the hell out of Dodge and get set to turn things over to an hour of local original...
True crime. True crime broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll discuss true crimes and we'll find out how we could have done them better.
That's the angle that's really been missing in all these true crime shows. Everyone can talk about crimes that happen. We can tell you how to do them better. No, it's a full hour of local original music next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow at 3. See ya.